Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everybody, and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. Now, one of the most divisive parts of this show are my accents.
I don't know about divisive. Everybody I've polled on the matter absolutely hates them.
Yeah, it's very much a unified front.
Yeah, well, we had Samara Weaving on earlier on in the season, and she was shocked to hear that I'd never used a dialect coach.
I think she was trying to suck up to you.
But I thought, what if I did? The possibilities are endless.
Talk about too little, too bloody late.
So, we've managed to find a dialect coach who is a fan of the show.
And willing to put their name to you.
Okay, so her name is August Rain, and we're going to call her right now.
The most rocky name I've ever heard in my life.
That has to be made up.
Okay, so let's call her.
Hello.
Hi, is that August?
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's Jamie, James and Alice here from My Dad Wrote a Porno. We need your help.
Oh, I'm so glad you called. I'm so happy to help you.
Thank you.
Where are we talking to you from right now?
I'm in Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. We came to Chicago last year.
We did.
I know. I saw you. I saw you guys like right before quarantine, like right before we had to shut down, to the point where I was like, oh no, things are closing. Should I go? And then I was like, yeah, I should.
So live porno was the last thing you went to before the world shut down?
Yeah. Belinda's Dirty 30 birthday was the last thing that I did before I had to basically lock up inside my house.
You were one of the unlucky ones, August.
I beg to differ. I think it was great.
Well, August, the reason we've got you on is to talk about Jamie and his...
problem.
His plethora of accents. And, I mean, so you're a dialect coach. How long have you been a dialect coach and what does that actually involve? Who do you work with? How do you teach?
So I am a dialect coach. I've been doing this really since I was 14. So
14? Sorry, August. You started being a dialect coach at 14.
That's just being a precocious kid.
Well, I guess not 14, but 17. Now that I'm thinking more, you know, now that I'm being...
Oh, now the truth comes out, August. Now the truth comes out.
Sizable difference,
I'd
say.
If they don't pick me up on it, I'll pretend I was a prodigy.
Well, exactly. I'm used to, you know, me and Jamie, we're just child prodigies. We're used to being in the theater at very young ages. You know, things come quickly to us.
Sure, sure.
And do you teach professional actors or amateurs as well, like Jamie?
Excuse me, I'm a seasoned pro.
He's a semi-professional.
I would say I do both. So I talk to actors that are auditioning for things. When you have an audition, you get like a side, you know, you get like a script. Jamie knows this, of course. I don't have to explain to him. But when you audition for something, you get a side and then they tell you, you know, hey, send this in by tonight and, you know, have a South Boston accent or something ready to go for it. And a lot of people don't know how to do that on their own. That's really difficult.
That was kind of what Samara was telling us in one of the previous footnotes, is that you just get sent it. And like, who do you run the lines with? Or like, who helps coach you at home if you've got nobody about?
Exactly. And if you have no idea, you're on your own.
Because that's the thing. You know, when you, I mean, I'm thinking of recent things like Mayor of Easttown and how much Kate Winslet's been lauded for the specificity of that. Was that Philadelphia, that accent? And it was just so specific to like the zip code almost. Like, do you help with that?
Baby steps. Christ, Jamie. Let's not worry too much about getting a postcode. A continent would be good.
I love it. Yes, actually. So fun fact about dialects or accents in general, there is no standardized accent at all. So there's no one way of saying something that is correct or not correct, other than the ones that people, you know, sort of impose on themselves arbitrarily.
So I can't be wrong.
This is a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Jesus.
Exactly. I was going to say, there are no wrong accents. There are better accents than some.
Okay.
But there are, generally speaking, no wrong accents, because people are made up of their experiences, who they talk to, what they hear, blah, 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 all of that stuff. And, you know, regionally where they're from, where the people around them are from, environmental factors. Oh, my gosh, I could go on.
So why get a bloody dialect coach then, August?
Because not everybody can do just whatever accent they're asked to. Some people can't hear it. Some people can't physically make it with their mouth.
We can't all do it, Alice.
You're living testimony to that.
It is true, though, because my real accent is kind of an amalgamation of lots of different accents.
You know? You've tried to be posh over the years.
Exactly.
You used to have a very thick Manchester accent.
I did, exactly.
And now you say grass and bar.
Except, and France.
Of France.
Except I don't really, because sometimes I'll just drop a short A in there. And it's a very inconsistent accent. So I guess that's what you're talking about, August. Like, real people have an affected accent range, really.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and like I sound delightful, but I'm not trying to. I just do.
You should hear what happens when she turns that mic off. All right, everybody, shall we go down pub? Actually, no, that's not you, is
well,
it?
Well, that is a good example, because, August, I wanted to ask you about one of the most controversial accents in Jamie's repertoire. I'm talking about Bella.
Bella, yes. She is controversial. She's controversial. I love Bella. I love her accent. I think it's just as messy as she is, and that's perfect.
I mean, I wasn't really trying, like, Bella's someone that I just conjured out of. In fact, you know what? I actually blame Thomas Middleditch a lot for Bella's accent, actually.
But increasingly, she just sounds like a baby now. You've just made her sound like an Essex baby.
She sounds like she has, okay, so this is very specific. Bella sounds like she has what's called a wet mouth. You know what I mean? Which is not necessarily like a colloquialism, but like, you know, people who like love yogurt and ranch dressing and like white creamy substances all over, and then they just have like slobber on their mouth a lot.
White creamy substances around her mouth. Well, that's Bella. It's just not yogurt.
Wet mouth. I
wet
love
mouth.
It.
Bad case of wet mouth.
So Bella's got wet mouth.
What accents of Jamie's do you think he really nails? Where do you think he's like, you know, he's really got hit the nail on the head?
Okay, so the accents that I absolutely love, I even wrote down Bella. So I made a list and I put down Bella, because I think part of accents are being, you know, appropriate to the character as well as the accent, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's holistic. So there's Bella. And then I love Geta Mimas and Frostbus. I love her.
Oh, yeah, thanks,
Bet. She's my favorite.
Do you know what? I had so much fun doing it, because I've got a lot of friends from Liverpool, particularly my mother's friends from Liverpool. So I've grown up with that one.
I love her. She's so good.
Geta Mimas St. Frostburst, of course, herself probably a dialect coach as well.
Oh, of course, because she works at the Royal Academy of Drama and stuff.
Yes, right.
So, she's a vocal chameleon.
She's an international woman of mystery.
Well, exactly.
August, go on. Who else is he really getting right?
Okay. The first time that we heard him, it wasn't so good. But then Jim Sterling really came out of the woodwork. I don't, you know, pardon the pun. But I like Jim Sterling. And as being somebody who's from Texas, I don't mind him. I really enjoy him.
So that's improved as time's gone on.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Jim Sterling has gotten much better, and he adds a different, you know, sort of Western energy to the book, which is nice.
Can you remind us of Jim Sterling, Jamie?
So, yeah, like, he was from the Texas way, wasn't he, Jim Sterling? And he used to go and he worked around his place of work, which was some kind of oil field and Texas or something.
And then
something.
His old man mate had the helicopter.
Yeah, he had Virgil. And Hank Skank was a bit more, he had a bit more zest to him, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's
yes,
nice.
I love Hank Skank. Hank Skank was the best. He's really good. You're Hank Skank. It also started out rough, but you found it.
I do tend to kind of find my way eventually, unless they just disappear after one chapter, which is what happened with, like, Petra. I never really got Petra.
This is the thing I suppose you're saying as well, August, like, sometimes, you know, it's about being memorable. It's about encapsulating something. It might not be the most convincing. Where was Petra from?
Germany.
Sure. So she's not necessarily the most convincing German, but my God, does she stay with us?
Yes.
I think German's actually one of Jamie's weakest.
Yeah.
I mean, lest we forget recently when he did Mr. Hushman, especially with the high-pitched mouse voice.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a mess.
I really wish Dad hadn't set the book so much in Germany.
Speaking of which, August, is there anyone that you think Jamie could do with improvements on?
Yes. Okay, I do. So I wrote down Petra, definitely, because Petra's a good one. I love Petra. It's certainly memorable, yes, like you said, Alice. But I don't know if she's from Germany.
Good point.
But I do have some tips and tricks for a few different dialects, so I'll get to those in a moment. So okay. Don't worry. You're not out of luck.
Okay.
So when Spooner was alive and he had to be Boston undercover, I was concerned for you.
Boston is so hard. That's like one of the hardest
and Boston
ones.
Boston undercover.
Yeah. What help can you give me? Because that is a hard accent.
Yes. My tip and trick that I do for Boston. Okay, hold on. Let me preface this. Anytime you do a U.S. accent, something that will help you is leaning and lingering. So you want to lean and linger on all those consonants and like really lean into them and punch the ones that you really want and then like throw away the ones that don't matter at all.
Lean, linger, and punch.
August, how do you know what to lean and linger on though?
It's based on stress and the thought of the line.
I mean, we're really stressed when he's doing these accents, so will that help?
It gives me stage fright. I'm always like, oh God, they're gonna lampoon it. What's gonna happen here?
But in dialect, you gotta be wrong and be loud. Because we can't know if it's wrong unless you're loud. So sing out.
Well, sing out, Louise. I'm going to do it.
If that's the advice, Jamie's been doing it right the whole time. Wrong and loud.
Honestly, if we could silence him, we would.
Wrong, loud, lean and punch. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yes.
So we're leaning, we're lingering. What else are we doing?
Okay, so for Boston, I like to sing this song and it helps me get into it. And so this is the Take Me Out to the Ball Game song, all right? So sing a line after me, and it's just to pretend, just to mimic and see.
Okay, so I'm going to do exactly what you do, August, okay?
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the ball game.
Oh, that's good.
Take me out with the crowd.
Take me out with the crowd.
Very good.
Just buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Just buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Nice.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I don't care if I never get back.
In your register.
Quite, sorry.
I don't care if I never get back.
That's good, Jamie.
That's very good. And you could drop some R's. You could even lose some R's in there. So like Cracker Jack.
Oh, that's
drop
good.
Drop that R on Cracker.
Cracker.
Cracker. Like, do it again, August.
Cracker Jack.
Cracker Jack.
Yeah, there you go. And then I don't care if I never get back. Never get back.
I don't care if I never get back.
Good.
Never get back.
Yeah, it's not bad.
There's something
right?
there.
And see, you're leaning and lingering on that never get back. I don't care if I never get back.
I don't care if I never get back.
Yeah. Okay.
I so don't care if he never comes back.
So I like to do that.
I don't want him back.
So this is great for a musical. But what if
I don't care if I never get back.
What if I'm not required to sing?
So if you're not required to sing, I just use it as a warm-up. So
oh, okay, I see.
Just, like, remember what the accent is. Like, if you know you have a chapter coming up with a bunch of different accents, you can be like, okay, wait, let me think about this. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out. Okay.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out. Can you imagine him in the corner? Take me out to the ball game. For like double speed.
Amazing.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so that's Boston.
Oh, sorry, Boston's done.
Well, I mean, we could go deep into it, but I have some German tips and tricks if you want help on your German.
I think German is a priority given the book.
And also, let's not throw good money after bad by lingering on Boston, shall we?
I was leaning and lingering.
You were leaning and lingering.
So good. You did really good. So, in my experience learning German, what helps me, I have to think about German being very upright. Like, my body has to be very upright.
Oh,
in
okay.
Order for me
we're
to
sitting straight.
Get into it. Okay. Now, when I do German, I have to hold my hand behind my head, literally, like I make a wall behind my head.
Okay.
So I put my hand behind my head and I kind of push my head into my hand.
Okay.
And then I do it from there. So it's kind of like you're nice and tall, and then you can keep your mouth a little smaller, like held a little bit.
All I'll say is this is difficult if it's a film role.
Yeah. It's very specific characterization, is it? Head on hand.
Yes. Well, you got to start somewhere, right? Baby steps. So
the character's just very relaxed. He's leaning against things all show.
So I have to almost push against that wall. And I was like, when we were talking about it, I was like, what is that? There's some sense of a wall. And then I was like, oh, I'm so dumb. The Berlin Wall. There's a wall there. So
well, there was.
Left.
Yeah.
So, right? So
there probably still is in these books, actually. So, yeah.
Yes, but technically it might actually still be in this reality.
So we're pushing against the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, kind of pushing backwards against the Berlin Wall, and then think almost kind of monotone, right? And they go see, like in German, you see a vowel, you obey the vowel. So you just see what's on the page and like pronounce it and go across, and then end. When the sentence ends, you end. And then you move on, like a typewriter.
Okay, so I'll get a line from the book to practice with. How about Petra?
Yeah, because she's German, supposedly.
Okay, watch it, August. Okay, so I've got some Petra lines.
Okay.
So she says, hello, I am Petra, Herr Bisch's personal assistant.
Yeah. Right.
So put your hand behind your head and sit up nice and tall and don't move your lips too much. You can almost have like a very small little smile, so you can pull the back of your lips back a little bit.
Okay.
And your tongue will be, you know, nice and cupped in your mouth.
Okay.
So let's do hello, I am Petra.
So I've got my hand against my head and I'm going to have a small smile, closed mouth and a tongue that's what was it, looped?
Cupped.
And you're leaning against the Berlin Wall.
Oh, yeah. Hello, I'm Petra.
Oh my God, how is it worse?
And
it did get worse.
Ambitious person. Assistant.
What on earth are you doing?
This is amazing. Okay.
Is it August?
Go a little bit faster. How do you feel? Tell me what you're noticing.
Honestly, kind of ridiculous.
He looks a bit like he's trying to do a sexy pose with his hand behind his head.
It almost sounds very like Dutch, like hello.
It does. That doesn't help me because I can't do that either. So could you do it and then I'll try and copy you?
Yes, absolutely. So that's a very good try and so good. You're hearing and changing new things with your mouth. That's
oh, thank you.
So, So I like to think of it as held. So I have to keep my mouth a little bit closed. And so this is just me closing my mouth a little bit. Like there's less movement in my jaw. It's not going down as much.
Okay.
And I pay a little more attention to, if it helps you, you can put your hand, your other hand underneath your chin. So you've got one hand behind your head and the other hand under your chin.
Hello.
So you can do that and it'll help you keep the space pretty small in your mouth.
Hello.
And from there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
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 My name is Petra. Yeah, my name is Petra. I'm Herr Bisch's personal assistant.
Hello,
my name is Petra. I am Herr Bisch's personal assistant.
Hello, I am Petra, Herr Bisch's personal assistant.
Why are you putting the silly voice on? Just try.
Okay, sorry.
You could do it more monotone so it's like one note instead because you're doing like, try that.
Okay, but in my just normal voice?
In normal voice.
In normal voice.
Oh, okay.
And we'll build it from there. You're going to like lesson 100 before you've even worked out how to move your own mouth.
Okay. Hello, my name is Petra, Herr Bisch's personal assistant.
Very
very good, actually.
Better.
Not German, better. But much better than the original.
August?
Much, much better. Yes, absolutely. And then from there you build and you go. You add another brick to the Berlin Wall and it just keeps going.
I like that you're adding bricks to the Berlin Wall when everybody else is taking it down. But yeah, no, I get the metaphor.
So how do I take it up an octave then so that it's a woman's voice?
So if you wanted to take it up an octave, you sure can. And you can make it, you don't even have to take it up an octave because that's like high.
Yeah.
You could just, sometimes you can change the character or change the gender of the character that you're playing based on pitch, but I almost kind of like to think of it like an atmosphere.
Well, so in the way that Jamie currently is creating a bad atmosphere, could he do it a different way?
Well, it'd be nice if it had a supportive atmosphere, Alice. Well, that would be nice.
I guess it's something like the Duchess. It's like, it's more of a mood than an
sensual
accent, isn't it? Yeah. Right. It's breathy.
Yes.
And it's...
Absolutely.
Very much
so.
That's exactly. She's got a nice deep voice, but that doesn't mean that she's a man. It just means that she's husky, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I completely agreed, August.
Exactly. Yes. So you can do other ways that you can distinguish between character. You can put it through the nose and take it and make it really nasal. And ways that you can test how nasal it is you can squeeze your nostrils. And if you feel that your nose is being very, you know, buzzy and you hear it, and then you can unsqueeze them and then you can keep it going through there.
Oh my God, that's actually really quite a good thing to do.
Yeah, you've never pinched your nose before.
I've never pinched my nose into the accent.
I don't think you need to pinch it. August is just saying, you're not pinching it, are you, August?
No, you can pinch it to find the placement, the nasality, like the buzz. And then you can release it to try to maintain the sound while it's unsqueezed.
Because you've never seen Meryl holding her nose in
What she does is she turns her back to the camera before they say action, and then she just takes the fingers away. Still talk like that, even though I've just
Is that from?
It's coming out of the nose.
But can you do that so that your nostrils are flared and then talk in a different way?
Yeah!
Not while looking at you.
Can you pinch your nose together?
I don't really know if I can pinch my nose together, Alice, but this is through the nose. Is that better through the nose?
Well, this is something to you. This in there.
Maybe
in
I should have someone that's through the nose.
Yes.
Doesn't he just say that in the book that's speaking through the nose? Or
maybe you should read a chapter in that voice.
Should I do a whole episode through the nose?
It's a whole character, though. Look how it's actually... It's a real person.
See how it can transform?
Oh, I am transformed. That is true.
Do you know what, August? I've transformed from being in one of the worst moods I've ever been in to being in a fantastic mood. So more of nasal lady, please.
That's good. I love that. That's my favorite.
Okay, August.
Yes.
I think what we've learned from today is that I probably don't have a future on the stage or the screen or really in podcasting for much longer.
Certainly not the airwaves, yeah.
So I think maybe if I had like longer and if we could have some one-on-one lessons, maybe I could get half decent. But what you've really proved to me is that it is a skill and that you have to hone it. It's a craft. You can't just walk into it and expect to be good right off the bat.
Exactly. It's just like choreography, right? If you came into a room and somebody showed you a dance routine that they wanted you to do, you wouldn't be able to do it immediately just like they did it right after seeing it. It takes practice and breaking it down and be like, oh, this is actually what this is. And then you can make it pretty and make it artful after that.
Well, doing the German was a dance routine by the time you got your hand on your head and your hand on your chin.
Because I think what I do is I kind of run before I can walk. I try and infuse it with personality before I've built the Berlin Wall.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I need to be more like the German Democratic Republic in my approach and build the wall and then do as Reagan said and knock it down.
I don't know if I like the metaphor that we all keep using, but yes, I mean, certainly a wall is what we're building. And Jamie is unceremoniously knocking it down.
August, thank you so much for all your help. Jamie, unfortunately, is a bit of a lost cause. I think in the effort to professionalise him, we've actually made him worse.
There's a charm to amateur dramatics, that's what you're saying.
I would agree. But if you ever need any help, or if you ever get stuck, or there's an accent that's like, wow, this is really, I have nothing, I have no words, I will help you get your foot in the door and help you figure it out.
Would you take him out of the ball game?
Yes, I sure will.
August, I'm going to buy you some cracker jacks and say a massive thank you so much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.